Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Memories of Yesterday is Kenneth Ray Jackson's stunning book of photography, a book about the places he's been, the enjoyment of visiting different countries, seeing the natural beauty firsthand. His photography freezes time, captures something that you can always go back and enjoy, memories of yesterday. Photography is one of Kenneth's hobbies. Being behind the camera, one of his great loves, he also enjoys travel, seeing how other people live, learning their cultures. Also an excellent cook and an accomplished author with a number of published books, including Memories of Yesterday. Kenneth Ray Jackson is with us on This Week in America. Kenneth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
You are a talented author and photographer. What a stunning book that you put out. And these each of these individual pictures, and we'll talk about some of those on the program individually, mean so much to you, but you sort of take the reader there and share that experience. What was it that got you interested in photography in the first place? Where did this love of photography, taking pictures, come from?
Well, I started when I was a teenager. I don't know what it was to take pictures, but... And then as I grew older, so did my cameras.
Yes, that happens.
You see a picture, a scene you like, and you want to take a picture of it. And with the film cameras, you're hoping that they come out right.
Yes.
But as the digital cameras come out, you can see how it is. And then you got the picture, so you never forget where you was.
Boy, and that's the title of the book, Memories of Yesterday. And that's so, I mean, we could use that title in our little photo album collections at home. You've got the book there. And as we're going through with, again, we are there with you as you go off on all of these travels. Do you remember that first camera that you used?
It was a pocket camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I went from a pocket camera to a one-step camera.
Okay, boy, you talk about transition through time and the cameras that are used today. There's a world of difference, isn't there?
Oh, yes. You got film cameras to digital cameras. I like the digital cameras for the fact that if you see a picture that you it did not come out right, you can erase it. But with the old film cameras, you really couldn't do that.
No, in fact, by the time you found out it didn't come out right, it was probably, that scene was long gone. Talk about those days, because many people won't even remember the younger audience. You used to take a picture, and you had to take it somewhere to be developed, and there was this period of several days in some cases before you actually got the picture back, and the anticipation, hoping that it came out and that it came out well. Now it's instantaneous, isn't it? In fact, you even know what the picture is going to be before you take it.
Yes, but as you said, nowadays the younger generation has no idea what a film camera is.
Exactly, they think camera. Okay, and, yeah, I got a camera. It's on my phone.
Even the phones change over time. But yeah, you screw up on it, and if you mess up on a picture while you're taking, you don't know until after you get all the pictures back from the developer.
Yeah, and maybe by then it's too late to ever go back and to recapture that moment. In most cases, it is.
Oh, yeah.
What was
with digital cameras, so you can take a picture of it and you go back and look at it. And if it's blurry or whatever, you can retake it while you're there. That's a beautiful advantage of digital cameras.
Yeah, change the angle, change the whole texture of the picture to capture what you really want. With us on the program is Kenneth Ray Jackson. He's the author of Memories of Yesterday. Books available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can click on directly, get information on Kenneth's book. What was the motivation, the inspiration for putting this book together, this collection of photographs? How did that begin?
Well, I was trying to find a place where I could sell my pictures. And I ran into a dead-end road. Then I had this wild idea of putting a book together. And it was so far, it was just, at the time I came out with it, it was just the Bahamas and Jamaica I went with. And I spent hours to put this together. But I was just wanting to show the public on something that I enjoy doing immensely, which is photography. Then I think 6 years after that, I finally got the nerve up enough to bring it out in 2012, which it didn't do no good. It didn't do real great there. And then I had another publisher pick it up back in August of this year.
Well, and it's so important once you've got the book there, that's just part of the process, isn't it? It's getting it out there. Somebody that knows how to publish, knows how to promote and get the book into the hands of people so they can enjoy it. The book is Memories of Yesterday by Kenneth Ray Jackson, our guest on the program. You start off strong. You've got the cover picture on the book. That is one of your pictures. Talk about that, because that sort of captures the essence of what we're going to see in the book.
That's actually the bottom part of Yana's Falls in Jamaica. At the time I was there, there's building some steps to the very top of it. But in the book, you can actually see the waterfall. And what I did when I was up there, took a picture of it, ran down a little ways, took another picture, and I got about 3 or 4 steps of this waterfall in Jamaica.
And that's on the cover of Kenneth's book, Memories of Yesterday. Where are most of these pictures taken? What are we going to see? What do you share with us during as we read your book?
In the Bahamas, there's just whatever we could reach when we get off the ship. In Jamaica, I went on a couple of tours, the Black River tour, Yas Falls, and then I went into town. But one thing about the Black River tour, the river looks black. That's because of the peat moss on the bottom of it. But if you scoop some water up, it's as clear as day. And on the Black River, we was able to see kingfishers, alligators, and all sorts of wildlife.
And you share all of that with us. I'm sure this brings back special memories for you. For us, it's something that you share and gives us something like, you know, someday that would be nice to be able to witness firsthand something like that, the beauty that you see in that picture. Talking about some of the maybe your favorite pictures in there, I know you have a picture of the airport in Jamaica, and this is fascinating. I've heard about this airport. This is really sort of interesting. It's not just a danger involved for the aircraft. It's the people that are watching the aircraft come in, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The airport runs right off the ocean. So when you're coming in the landing and you're sitting at the window seat, you look out, you're getting closer and closer and closer to the water. You really can't see the runway.
Yes.
And the second time I went down there, that's exactly what I heard from people. They looked out there and we were getting closer and closer to the water. It really scared me.
How long did it take to capture that picture? You talk about the fact that with the digital, you've got a little more freedom here in getting exactly what you want. How many times?
Actually,
yeah, go ahead.
I was on a tour, and we was visiting this one shop, and I looked out the back window, and I said, "What's that back there?" And they said, "It's the airport." And I said, "Oh, great. I'm going to take a picture of it while I can see it." And I also took some pictures of the Jamaica countryside, too.
What are some of your favorites in the book? What are some that when you go back, and the book is Memories of Yesterday, and this was a very important part in your life, a world travel that you went through. What are some of the pictures that you're most impressed with that you enjoy going back and looking at again?
The water down in Jamaica and Bahamas is so beautiful. And if you're really careful and you look along walk along the shore, you can see little fish. I've actually seen a baby stingray. I didn't disturb none of the fish, but the beauty of the water, the beauty of the scenery, and the people are so nice. And that matter of fact, when I was in the Bahamas, they tried to get me to braid my hair. I heard from some of the women that got their hair braided that the braids are too tight and it's actually hurting their scalp. I go, no.
You know, I've heard that too. And you were there. What was this part of the cruise that you were on when you were down in that part of the country, the part of the world?
Yes. I can't think of what it is. I don't know if it was Nassau or Freeport. There's this building with a, it looked like a Spanish architecture, which is in the book.
Yes.
I just thought that was, I thought the architecture was so fascinating. I actually got a picture of it in my book.
What is it that one you? Thing, yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to finish that. Finish that thought.
One thing about Jamaica, I don't know if it's the same thing for the Bahamas. If a taxi driver picks you, that same taxi driver will chase, and he brings you into town. That same taxi driver will be waiting there for you, and he'll chase all taxi drivers away, saying, "That's my fare."
Ah, interesting. See, there's a story behind behind all of these pictures that that Kenneth has in his book. The book is Memories of Yesterday, an excellent and stunning book of photography. Kenneth Ray Jackson is our guest on the program. The book's available wherever books are sold, and we'll send you to authorreputationpress.com to the publisher to get information on the book. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you came up with this idea to put the book of your photographs together, what do you hope we take away? What do you hope that you share with those of us who read the book? What would you like us to get out of reading this?
Well, I put the book together in hopes that the people that don't have the money to travel and that just can't get out and get a vacation, that they can see these pictures and imagine what it's like being there.
Are you still taking pictures? I assume that you are. Is this ongoing for you? This is a great way to record what you see.
I have extended my pictures. Yeah, I still do travel and take pictures. I've got roughly about 2,500 pictures.
Oh, wow. Do you have a catalog, an index of all of those? That would be difficult to keep track of all that you've got.
I've got them all on CDs. Oh. And I've got all the CDs marked exactly where I took them at.
See, that's where technology comes in again. It's not you have to have 27 filled photo albums to go try to find it. You can categorize. You can put them on CDs. Memories of Yesterday by Kenneth Ray Jackson, our guest on the program. I mentioned that you're an author of other books, and you've got a fiction you're working on now, I understand.
Yes. The book is called Spirit Walker. It's about a man who discovers that he's got the ability to change into animals. And he lives with the Native Americans. Although the book is a fantasy, I've thrown in some real facts about the Native American in the book in hopes that it makes it sound better.
And you, what the cover is a piece of your artwork, another photograph as well, I understand.
Yes, it is, sir.
Now, I mentioned that. Go ahead.
I'm trying to weave in my photography into the covers of my books. Some of them I don't think I'll be able to do, but I'm going to give it a try.
Well, I mentioned the other books. Talk about the other books. What other types of books have you written?
I got, besides Spirit Walker, I got a book called Blind Ninja. I got the sequel to Spirit Walker, Young Hawk Soaring. Two of a Kind, which is about a photographer and a model, their relationship, The Dragon Collar, The Cursed Woods, and The Black Rose.
It's quite a collection that you have. Kenneth Ray Jackson, our guest, we're talking about specifically Memories of Yesterday, book available at Author Reputation Press. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on to get information on Kenneth and his other books. When you're writing another book, when you're writing fiction, where do these ideas come from?
The best way I can describe that is to take an idea and run with it.
Okay. So you come up with an idea.
Just let your imagination flow. J.R. Rowling did the same thing. She wrote, have you sort of read how she actually wrote her book? Started Harry Potter?
Yes, and it is fascinating, isn't it? How that whole thing
began. Yeah. It started out with just a little note and it developed into that. It's the same way with Spirit Walker. It started with two ideas. As soon as I connected these two ideas, the book wrote itself. The entire story just basically wrote itself.
And that's the new book by Kenneth Ray Jackson, Spirit Walker. Is that book available now, by the way?
It is on Amazon eBooks, because I put it there before I found the publisher.
Okay.
And the Spirit Walker book, I'm thinking it should be out sometime this month.
Okay,
in
so
paperback.
Paperback. So people can be watching for that as well. Who you mentioned Rawlings. Who are some of the inspirations, the people you like to read that might influence your desire to write? Who are some of those?
I like fiction books. I like fantasy books.
So
which I've got a nice little collection. But yeah, I just like these kind of books that's just right out of people's imagination. I'm not really into Stephen King books.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that. Yes. Can
no, I like the shapeshifters. I like the Native American books. I just took it from there.
With us, a minute or so left in the program. It's gone by quickly. Kenneth Ray Jackson, our guest, talking about memories of yesterday. And through your pictures, you're able to express yourself as well. That's really a very creative way that you can share your thoughts, your observations through your pictures. That has to be very rewarding to look at the picture. Each one tells a different story, doesn't it?
Yes, especially the shipwreck that's in the book.
Ah, yes.
It was in Jamaica. I think it was washed there from a storm. But I saw the picture is a little blurry, but you can sort of fully see what it is. I just stood there and looked at it, and I just thought that was the most fascinating thing there was. I just like the oddity things, because they're very few things you don't get to see.
And those are things that have impressed Kenneth, and he's able to share with the audience in his book, Memories of Yesterday. What has this process been like for you in putting the book together, the compilation of pictures, getting it out there, and getting a very positive response? What's this whole thing been like for you?
Interesting. Interesting. I put it together. I'm not sure where it would go. I'm hoping it would do good. So, but getting people's reaction, it's actually encouraging. I've had people at work look at my author's printout of my book, getting their reaction. It's really encouraging to see them look at the pictures and like the big pictures, and not only then give their criticism.
Well, it's such a book well done, a stunning book of photography. Memories of Yesterday, Kenneth Ray Jackson is the author. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com, available on Amazon, soon to be in paperback. His newest, Spirit Walker, a fiction, one of his pictures on the cover. Kenneth, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me, sir.
It has been our pleasure. Job well done. Memories of Yesterday by Kenneth Ray Jackson. You'll find information on our website, a direct link, by the way, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.